Hey, this is Jason Cowart, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. This is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss for a moment a thought, an idea, something God shows me over the course of the day. I'd love to hear what you think, so let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com, wearecov.com, or jasonjohncowart.com. So I was at Lakewood this past week for the Hope and Life Conference. And gosh, what a time that was. There were 6,500 people packed into the former Compact Center, which is now Lakewood Church. It was incredible. Of course, the teaching was completely, totally 100, but the worship was top-notch as well. And one night as worship was going on, I felt myself having a really tough time engaging. I don't know if you ever have moments like that, but I mean, I'm sure you do, but the music, like, I couldn't get any better. It was perfect. The lyrics were perfect, but I just really couldn't seem to press in. And, you know, sometimes when you're in a situation like that, sometimes it's just, you know, maybe you have some sin on your books, you know, that keep us held back, or, you know, sometimes we're just tired. We're physically exhausted, but I don't know what it was for me in that moment. Being somebody from a musical background, I always get really entranced by the sound and the lights and all that. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I just couldn't engage. And, you know, when I think about worship, I really see it as a lifestyle of just repeating to God who He is and what He's done. I tend to look at it as if I'm reminding God of His faithfulness, and I honor His goodness, and I applaud His kindness. And I remember a pastor once told me to think of 10 things God has done for me lately, and by the time I get to number 5, I'll be in worship. So worship is really just us telling God who He has been to us and thanking Him for that. And I'm reminded of a verse in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 7 that says, God made us a little lower than the angels, and He crowned us with glory and honor. And so when I worship, I'm really just giving God back the very thing He gave me, which was glory and honor. But no matter that, I really couldn't break through that night, and it was really frustrating, to be honest with you. But at that moment, the Holy Spirit brought another verse to my mind. The verse that says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we find that in Matthew chapter 26. And I mean, my spirit was willing. The spirit within me, he wants to worship. He wants to give God what is due him. It's my flesh that's the problem. And so in that moment, the Holy Spirit flat out told me, you need to worship. And he told me that not because God needed to hear my worship, my flesh did. See, my flesh needed to be reminded of God's goodness and His faithfulness and His love for me. My flesh really needed to remember all that God had done for me. And, you know, your flesh always will want to do the opposite of what the Spirit wants. I mean, we can just ask Paul about that when we read Romans 6 and 7. So what I did in that moment was I just lifted my hands and I began to sing the song. I stopped focusing on the sound and the lights, and I just tried to focus on God. In that moment, I just refused to let how my flesh felt overrule what my spirit wanted. And at that moment, I began to enter in. I mean, you see, my spirit was ready to dive in. It was my flesh that needed a reminder of who God really is. You know, I believe that our natural response to an encounter with God is worship. And the thing is, you may have to remind your flesh of that from time to time. And I know in that moment, I sure did. So the next time you are in a moment where your spirit is willing to worship, but your flesh is weak, just remind your flesh of who God is. And then get ready, because when the deep in you calls out to the deep within God, you are going to experience Him.